Southeast Sports. I'm Tom Merriam. Tuesday was the election day, and the vote is in on the college football playoff rankings. Georgia was the focal point in this election, too, as AP's Dave Ferry reports.
Georgia's win against Tennessee has put the Bulldogs atop the CFP rankings. Saturday's 27-13 win over the previously unbeaten Vols moved Georgia up two spots and dropped Tennessee from first to fifth. Ohio State remains number two, one ahead of Big Ten rival Michigan. The Buckeyes and Wolverines square off on November 26th. TCU moved up three spots to four.
The entire NBA took Election Day off, as did the top 25 men's college basketball teams. But the NHL elected to play, with the 11 games contested on the ice. The Golden Knights won their eighth straight game, 4-3 in overtime in Toronto, as Riley Smith scored the tying and winning goals.
We got off to a good start. We're just trying to keep that going. There's different guys that are chipping in every single night, so we win by a committee, and we're doing that right now.
The Devils are almost as hot, making it 7 in a row with a 3-2 win over the Flames, as Nico Hischier scored the game winner with just over 8 minutes remaining.
We find a way to win. I mean, it wasn't pretty as win, but, you know, it's just still 2 points.
The loss was Calgary's 6th straight, which isn't as bad as St. Louis, after an 8th consecutive defeat, 5-1 to the Flyers, has Ryan O'Reilly singing the blues.
Just like every mistake, we just get heavier and heavier. And then you just see the bounces don't go our way.
Other NHL winners, the Canadiens, Coyotes, Canucks, Jets, Oilers, Kraken, Kings, and Islanders, who beat the rival Rangers on Anders Lee's late goal.
Credit to, you know, our guys being able to get a couple and put us in a chance to even tie the game later or have an opportunity to win it.
Baseball's free agency class grew as Yankee first baseman Anthony Rizzo and Mets starting pitcher Chris Bassitt turned down their 2023 options. They were among 11 players who became free agents Tuesday, raising the total to 151, with 32 others potentially eligible. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.